This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Hey guys, it's Brian here from Atomic Fallout Society. We're bringing back one of the old features that we used to have on the show before I came on board. And so, Tony and David decided it was my turn to do a radiation contamination. That's our interview segment that, like I said, we haven't done in a really long time. I've been with those guys now for over a year, and we haven't done one. So it sounded like it was time to do it. It was time to do it. For those of you that listened to our last show, we're getting back into the interview thing. So tonight's special guest, and I say special twice because, well, he is a little special.
That's right. That's right.
We've got Jeremy Thomas with us tonight, and he's part of an apprentice-like competition for Grey Haven Comics out of Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the competition itself?
Basically, it's like it sounds. It's like the Donald Trump show, and you know, the winner of this, we get to have a one shot published with them. So they specialize in getting people, their break, quote unquote, in the industry. They have an anthology that they put out quarterly called The Gathering, and it's just 3 to 5 page short stories. And it's just a way to just kind of have published work out there. Gail Simone, she's one of the ones that she kind of started out with them, so. And this week's challenge with this competition is we need to get press and get our name out there and kind of learn that in the indie world, it's all about you got to do all your work.
Right.
You know?
It's the do-it-yourself program.
Yeah. There's not a, multi-billion dollar Disney backing it to, make sure that they make their money back. So.
Right.
They said, hey, if you could get on podcast to talk about us, talk about the challenge, kind of get your name out there, we get points for it. So, we started, this is the fourth week,
right.
And it's team competition and we're going up a different team and they're doing their own thing. We're not sure what if they got any podcasts or anything, but hopefully not because I want to win. But, there's like 5 categories. We have a team Twitter account, which is ComicsCC.
So it's at ComicsCC.
At ComicsCC. And there's a Facebook. It's Comics Creative Collective.
Okay.
There's a link to it on the Twitter page. Yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
And basically what we're doing is just the more we need to get more likes on Facebook and more follows than the other team.
Right.
So please do that.
I gotcha. So how did you get selected for the competition?
I have a story coming out in The Gathering later this year.
Okay.
And so they kind of put it out to all of us and they said, listen, as long as you haven't had a one shot with us or any kind of ongoings, do you want to be a part of it? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I'll give it a shot. I was like, cause all my stuff that's been published up until now has all been short stories and anthologies. I haven't had a full book out.
Nothing that was just you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, they just put it out there to a bunch of different people, and at first they were looking for 12, and then they ended up expanding it. We had 18 to start out,
okay,
I believe. Okay. And they, the first week it got whittled down pretty quick because people didn't realize kind of what they got into, and life gets in the way and whatever. It's a pretty involved thing, so
right.
We're down to four on four now. I think
so. There's 8 of you left.
Yeah, there's 8 of us left. Okay. I know there's 4 on my team. There's either 4 or 5 on the other team.
Okay,
and so
and do you guys all talk to each other? Because this is something that. You guys aren't all local, obviously.
No,
companies in Pennsylvania, we're in Arizona.
Yeah.
So it's got to be, a lot of internet communication.
Oh,
right?
It's all internet. Yeah. Okay. One of my teammates, I know he's in Liverpool or something like that. He's in England somewhere.
Okay.
And then I know someone that's in, like, I think New Mexico, New York, something like that. But it's all, we have a group, a Google group.
Right.
That we all just kind of post on and talk.
So you do, like, the Google Connect thing. That, right? Because now with the invention of the internet, of course, and the widespread use of smartphones and everything, it's a lot easier to kind of do stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't all have to travel there to kind of get your shot.
Oh, yeah.
They can bring it to you almost by just doing all this internet stuff.
So yeah,
for sure. It makes sense. It makes sense. And I think that, you know, it's one of those things where we've seen it with, you know, Gail Simone especially, essentially saved her job with DC because of the internet.
Yeah, they were late. I mean, she was fired for, what, 2 days?
Yeah, she was fired. I don't even know if it was a full 2 days.
Yeah, it was like 24 hours. And
it might have been 36.
Off. Yeah.
Might have been 36, but it was, hey, Gail Simone's no longer writing this book. And the new writer's Gail Simone.
Yeah, yeah. That was weird. I didn't know exactly what happened. I think DC just kind of...
They caved.
They were like, we made a mistake,
right.
You know?
Right.
Her writing on that book's been great. So
it absolutely has. I mean, we talked about it on last night's show.
Yeah, last night's show. So.
We did. But... So the competition for you essentially is that you've got these two teams, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are doing the podcast / do-it-yourself promo.
Press, marketing, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. And so you guys have to go out and find things to do that will get your name out there.
Yeah. So,
essentially.
You know, they want us to, if we could find like sites to review their books, Greyhaven books.
Okay.
You know, we could give them a free PDF of one of the books, and if they review it. And that, or if they interview like the president of the company or any of the editors, like that counts towards it. And there's like five categories.
Okay.
All broken down in percentages, and you know, the most likes, you win a category.
Right.
The most follows, you win a category.
So it's
like
just
that.
Like they do on Big Brother or on The Apprentice, where they split up into teams, and then you have a project that you have to work on.
Oh yeah.
And so it's the same thing for you guys. And now the first week, what was your project the first week?
The first week was individual projects. It was just us on our own, and it was, you had to take either reboot the Ultimate Universe over at DC or Marvel, or create one essentially for DC.
So the make a new Elseworlds storyline,
pretty much
for DC.
Yeah. That's how I took it. I came in fifth place that week, and the big complaint they had against me is that I did a DC one, and they were like, "Well, this is just like Elseworlds books." And I'm like, "Well,
so
I don't understand."
So they wanted it to tie in more, maybe. With each other, like the Ultimates do?
I guess so. I don't know, man.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
and
it was
then
weird.
What was the second week?
The second week was... It's a good question, man. That was 2 weeks ago. Right. I know what last week was.
Okay, what was... You know, second week, you passed. So what was the third week?
Yeah, the third week... last week, we had to take like a franchise that... It has a beginning and an end to it, like the Watchmen, and how they came back and they decided, well, we're going to do it before Watchmen because it's a cash grab.
And what was the name of the competition?
Milking the Franchise.
Milking the Franchise. I love that.
Described it perfectly.
I love that Greyhaven decided to call it Milking the Franchise. That's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good because, I mean, that was one of the big complaints that you got from the fanboys. About Watchmen especially, how it was just straight up, like you said, a cash grab, which milking the franchise is exactly the same thing. I think that's genius, and it's tongue-in-cheek, and it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
And, you know, they just said, hey, find one, and what would you do with it, and give us you know, your creative team. Would you bring the original creative team back? My team chose V for Vendetta.
Right.
The project manager kind of put that out. I wasn't the project manager for it, and he kind of just said, hey, you know, this is what we should do, and I really liked the story, and I was like, okay, it's not a long one, so that for people in the group, if they never read it before, you could go out and get it.
Right.
Someone else was like, well, let's do Why the Last Man. I was like, that's 10 deluxe hardcover books long, dude. Like, I was like, luckily I've read it, but two of the other people were like, I've never read that book.
That kind of amazes me in and of itself, in that Why the Last Man is one of those books that's... It's a seminal volume. Like, everyone should have read that
book. It's a must read.
It is. I believe. Watchmen's the same way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, V for Vendetta is one of those as well. It's a must read. It's an absolute must read.
Like,
if you haven't read it yet, what are you waiting for?
Like, I think Preacher's one of those, too. I don't know
if
everybody agrees with me, but
I put all of those in the same category there, in that the, you know, whether you have time or not, find the time.
Yeah.
You know, put down the remote control and pick up a book.
There's weekly books that you're buying that are not nearly as close to being as good as
exactly,
those.
Exactly. Exactly.
Buy the trades, buy the hardcovers, whatever. Just read them.
Just read
digitally,
them.
Digitally, they're great. Books.
Yeah, digital download now. I mean, it makes it even easier on your Kindle or your
DMZ. That's a really good one.
Yeah, DMZ's a good one too.
I love that series.
That is
that's
a good
really
one.
Good.
That is a good one.
And you can get them for like $4 at Barnes and Noble for the trades.
So. Exactly. Exactly. So okay, you had Greyhaven Publishing or Greyhaven Comics. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Greyhaven Comics out in Penn is where they're kind of trying to get somebody new to break in to comics.
Yeah, that's their whole motto, and that's what
that's awesome.
Liked about it, is they're like, listen, they're like, you know, you're not going to make money off of this, off of any book you get done with us. We're not going to pay you. We can't pay you. We don't make enough money to pay. It costs us money to run this company, but we're just here to be your step in the door.
Well, it put your name on something that's been published.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Is to get your name. Because, I mean, Marvel and DC both used to do their little competitions.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't remember the last time they did one. I think Jason Aaron was the last guy that got a shot with Marvel based on an X-Men or a Wolverine script that he had submitted during one of those competitions. I think that's what the last time I remember hearing him speak.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. The problem with that is that I think that they just, the volume that they get submitted.
Oh, it's
is
insane.
That they just don't have the time to go through that.
No.
They'll have to hire people full time to go through that, and 99% of that stuff is going to be.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be below par.
Okay, we'll go with that. Fine. Okay, below, we'll be PC.
They may even feel my writing's below par. I don't know, but hopefully not. But
right, exactly.
I wish that they would, and it's a lot easier for me to say, hey, look, go to an editor at a con and say, look, I have published work.
Right.
So somebody thinks it's all right. Do you mind reading this? 99% of the time, they're going to throw my stuff in the trash. I'm like, yeah, I'll read it and then throw it away.
Okay.
They're busy people.
But you still have that one shot.
I have a lot better shot than me walking up just, you know, before.
Just random.
If I don't have anything published, I'm like, hey, you know what? I really want to write comics.
Right.
I have this great idea. I think it's a great idea. I've told my friends. They think it's a good idea. We read this and they're like, yeah, sure. You know
it's
not going to be
right. Yeah, you know.
And I don't blame them. They're busy people.
Well,
and
it's the same thing as like back in the day with all the skate kids when you used to submit tapes of skate videos, you know, and they never watched any of those.
No.
You know, I mean, they had those huge traveling tours that they used to do with, you know, the Warped Tour and everything else, and they never watched any of those videos.
Warped Tour is completely different than what it used to. We're going off on a tangent here,
but it's completely different
than what it used to be. I'm real disappointed.
We're all about tangents here at the Atomic Fallout Society.
That's good.
But anyway, so to finish it up, okay, your Twitter handle was at Comics,
C-O-M-I-C-S-C-C. Yep.
Okay, so it's at Comics CC, and then it was the Comic Collective.
Nope.
Comics
Creative Collective.
There we go.
On
Comics
Facebook.
Creative Collective.
Yeah,
on
just
Facebook.
Go to the Twitter.
Go to the Twitter. It's
there.
Easier that way.
And then you'll see some of the teammates. You know, we've posted some work that we've done. You know, unpublished or published stuff. Just kind of look at it.
Okay.
And it's just we're just trying to get followers, and we'll link different stuff.
Right.
And one thing, if you go to GreyhavenComics.com, you can shop their store, buy a bunch of different comics. If you use the coupon code Team A, that's capital T-E-A-M, you use that 20% off your entire purchase.
Do you hear that, folks? You hear that? We're giving you money off of comic books.
Buy it, because that's the biggest category. They want us to sell their books. I don't blame them. Please buy books.
I gotcha. All right, man. Well, guys, this is Brian. Once again, I was joined today by Jeremy Thomas here on the Radiation Contamination. And don't forget, guys, go like them on Facebook and go to their Twitter page, Comics CC, at Comics CC. Follow them on Twitter, you know, get them the follow so that our boy Jeremy here can move on in the competition.
Hopefully in a few weeks I'll be able to come back and talk about the book.
Exactly.
That I'm about to put out with them, hopefully.
Exactly. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. And on behalf of Jeremy and myself, and of course, the Sabal brothers, who unfortunately couldn't be here with us tonight, we say goodnight.
Welcome to the Atomic Fallout Society. It's a very twisted tale. Welcome to the Atomic Fallout Society. It's a very twisted tale.
Head to abnormalentertainment.com for all of our podcasts and blogs. Go to cinemaheadcheese.com for our movie reviews and news. Don't forget our YouTube channels, Abnormal Podcast and Cinema Head Cheese. Get us on Twitter at Abnormal Podcasts and find all of our shows and Abnormal Entertainment on Facebook. New content 7 days a week from Abnormal Entertainment.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.